The word of God reads in the book of Acts, chapter 9, verse 32. And it says, as Peter was traveling through all the country, he also came to visit God's people who live in a city called Lydda. There he found a certain man named Aeneas, who was paralyzed and had not been able to leave his bed for the past 8 years. And Peter said to him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Arise and make your bed. Then he arose immediately. So all the people living in Lydda and on the plains of Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. The title of my message tonight is Jesus Heals You. Arise and make your bed. Father God, we are in your presence. I have only a few minutes, but I ask you, God, that you will control everything that is happening in this place. God, I ask you for every single person in this place, Father God, that don't know you, God, I ask you that you will save them. And for the people that knows you, God, that you will stir up their hearts, God, to seek you with the whole mind, heart, and soul. We dedicate this place unto you, and we thank you for this opportunity that you've given me, Lord. In your name I pray. And the people of God says,
yeah.
Hallelujah. In this scripture, we're talking about a man, Aeneas. And it was my first time that I got into this scripture. I've never seen it in all my life reading the book of Acts. I always skip it. I don't know what happened, but I thank God that he let me see it, because God had a word for myself too. And the Bible says that this man, Aeneas, even though we don't know much about it, he said that he had a sickness. He had been paralyzed and had spent 8 years of his precious life in a bed. And I don't know if you understand what it is to suffer a palsy or to be paralyzed, but that means that you cannot move. If he used to walk, if he used to do activities, he no longer could do it. And you can imagine, you can have all the money in the world, but when you are not able to move, things change. And the Bible tells me, for what I read, that he had spent 8 years, meaning that there was a time that he was fine. He was walking like anybody else. But suddenly, I imagine he started deteriorating. He started having problems when he would walk. And maybe he thought, well, maybe tomorrow I will feel better. But his sickness started getting worse and worse, to the point that when he went to the doctors, they gave him a report. They told him, you have a paralysis, you have palsy. And he was not able to walk again. And I'll tell you, when you're in the condition that you're not able to walk, now you don't have the independence that you had before. You need to depend on others. You need to depend on others to feed you, to move you, to change you, to wash you, and other things. And this is the condition of this man. It was a hopeless case, because there was no cure for paralysis. There was no cure for palsy. And I tell you tonight, maybe some of you feel and identify with this man. Maybe because you have a physical condition and you feel like that you can't move. Maybe some others can identify, because for some reason you feel like this man. And I'll tell you, I was like this man, but in the spiritual sense, I had paralysis in my life. A spiritual condition that not only I had, but I know everyone in this choir had. Some of you had it, and I know some of you still have that condition. And that spiritual condition is called sin. Sin is everything that I do that is against God. Every action that I take against God, that's what we call sin. And I'll tell you, when you have sin in your life, sin destroys you. In the case of Aeneas, and I even had a brother who suffered paralysis. And when you have lack of movement in your body, what happens with your body? Your body starts deteriorating. Your muscles waste away. This was the condition of Aeneas. His muscles were deteriorating. Imagine, you're not moving for a couple of years, but 8 years in a bed. Nobody could do anything. He was hopeless. And all of us that don't have God in our lives can identify with this man. We are hopeless. Like our brothers were sharing tonight. They shared that they had money. They had an appearance of everything good. But guess what? They were empty. And they were wondering, is this life is all about this sickness, this condition? That was the situation of these men in the Bible. And I love the scripture because it shows us a condition of a person. And the Bible says that even though he was helpless, God sent somebody to bring light unto his life. And I thank God because in our condition, even when we cannot reach God and we are paralyzed, God sent his word. The Bible says that God sent his word and healed us. The word of God is Christ. You see, the condition that I'm talking, that all of you have, that I had sin, that was a condition that was destroying me. But the Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe would not perish but have everlasting life. Because the truth is that sin gives you a paycheck. Sin gives you a recompense, and that is eternal death. But the Bible says that while we were all sinners, Jesus Christ died for you and for me. And you wonder, but you know, I'm doing okay. What are you talking about, me having sin? Well, I'll tell you, God created us perfect. He had wonderful plans for you and me, but mankind disobeyed God. And that's how sin entered into the world. And the Bible says because of sin, all of us are to die. But as I said before, there is hope today because Jesus Christ came and died. And all the bad things that you have done, everything that you have stolen, every hurt that you have caused others, Jesus Christ came and said, you know what? I'm going to pay for you. And he was a just man. He had never done anything evil. Yet he paid the consequences that you deserve to pay. And he did it when he went to the cross, when they put nails in his hands, and he suffered. But he did it because he loved you and he loved me. Hallelujah. The Bible says that Aeneas was in his house, in his bed. But God, as I said before, sent his word. God, he sent his servant, Peter. And he was walking around and found this man. And when he found him, I was so impressed to see how his name was mentioned, Aeneas. And when I looked to see what that name meant, it was closely related to a word that means praise, worthy of praise, commendable. And I thought, wow, his life wasn't really living up to his name. Because what condition would have made him praise, worthy of praise, when he was suffering a paralysis in his body? But I'll tell you tonight, I don't know what condition and I don't know how you are, but I'm coming with good news. I'm coming to tell you that Jesus Christ saves, Jesus Christ heals, and he is the answer that you are looking for tonight. Only in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that when Peter came and saw Aeneas, it doesn't say that they got together and had a discussion and said, you know, we need to set a plan. Let's do some research. Let's do and see what strategies we can do for you to be able to be set free. No, he didn't do that. You know why he didn't do that? Because he already had the answer. When you have the solution, you just use it. If you have a key, you just open the door. Well, I'm coming to tell you that there's a solution. There's a way. His name is Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one can make it to the Father except through me, said Jesus Christ. So immediately, no talking around, no more conversation, he spoke the word. And the Bible says that he said, Aeneas, Jesus the Christ heals you. Arise and make your bed. Can you believe it? Hallelujah. 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 I love to see the scripture. I'm a Spanish teacher. I teach about tenses, past, future. But in here, this sentence says, Jesus Christ heals you. That is in the present tense. And tonight, I come to tell you, Jesus is healing you. He heals you tonight. Hallelujah. 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 He heals you, not in the past, not in the future. I'm talking about the present. Present tense, Jesus heals you. When Peter said these words, he not only said, Jesus heals you, he also said to him, arise. And I know that some people in here have heard about God. And I believe that some people have been already been touched by God. But there's an action that you need to take. Jesus is already doing the work, but it is your duty, your responsibility to rise up. That's what God is telling you. Maybe you've already been touched, and God is telling you, yes, you've been healed, you've been restored, you've been changed, you've been transformed, but you need to rise. Imagine if Aeneas would have been touched by God, but he would have decided to stay in his bed. He had been already there 8 years. He could spend maybe 20 more years in the bed. But you know what? God doesn't want you to live in your past. He says, yes, you spend 8 years. Yes, you suffer 8 years. But enough is enough. Rise up. Get out of the bed. Hallelujah. And tonight, Jesus is telling you, rise up. I already touched you. I already healed you. I already transformed you. You need to get out of the bed. Hallelujah. He says, arise. Arise. And when I look for the word, it means stand again. Because there was a time that Aeneas could walk. But when this sickness came into his life, he was not able to walk anymore. And I'll tell you, many of you have been hurt. Many of you have been destroyed. Many of you have received labels. Many of you have been told there's no hope for you. This is the way you are now. This is the way you're going to end up your life. But I come to tell you, no. Jesus said, no, I'm going to heal you. I'm healing you. I'm restoring you. I'm making a new person of you. But you need to rise up. You need to rise and stand. Stand again. The Bible says that he said, stand. But there's some other word that he said, make your bed. And I was like, well, I got convicted making my bed this week, you know. Let's face it. The word of God speaks. But then I thought about bed, and I thought about intimacy. You see, when you are being seen for outside, people only see what is outside. But God is also interested in seeing what is your private life. Many years ago, when I was just 17, one of my friends, a beautiful man, little man who had a condition in his body, took me to the first nursing home that I've ever visited in my country. And this nursing home was in a very deteriorated condition. And it was there was an odor in the place that I remember smelling that for days. And I remember there was a woman crying. And she said, please move me. And we moved her. And I was horrified to find her bed. When we moved her, it had been dirty. Maybe they had not changed the bed for years. And my heart broke. And I said, Lord, what is this possible? And I thank God that he gave me that opportunity, because from that moment on, I started visiting nursing homes. But I tell you, that showed me something, is that sometimes, When you don't move, you don't know in what condition you're sleeping in. And God is saying, yes, you had this suffering in your life. Yes, you went through, but it is time to rise up. It's time to rise up, and it is time to make your bed. It is time to clean all the mess that you have had. Your private life, God wants to restore it. Your private life, God wants to clean it. He wants you to see it, because if you don't get up, you cannot see the condition where you're sleeping. You cannot see what is hindering you. And that was the case with Aeneas. And I love Aeneas, because he not only heard what Peter was saying, but the Bible says that he obeyed. The Bible says that immediately, look at this, immediately he rose. I mean, Peter didn't pull. I know in other scriptures, Peter was like pulling up people and then they're walking. But this time, it was Aeneas' job to get up. And tonight, as the musicians come, I'm going to make a call to you. We talked about Jesus. These guys talked about the love of Jesus. And you already know that he is the answer. And I'm telling you, I'm going to invite you to come to the front. You may not know what it is. You see, Aeneas didn't have time to be trying to figure out how this is going to happen. Nothing at all. He just obeyed. And God is steering you. God is calling you. You already feel it in your heart. That's the Holy Spirit telling, come, I want to change you. I want to make you new. And as the musicians come and start playing right now, I invite you to come into the front. Tonight, God is going to set you free. Not only spiritually, but I believe that there is an anointing of healing tonight. I believe that God wants to set some people free tonight. So I want to invite you to come into the front. Open your heart to God. Don't waste your time waiting. Maybe this, maybe that. Obey Him. These guys were already tired and sick. Dylan and BJ, they were like, you know, is this life all about? Is this it? This is it? No. There's more. Like a brother said, there's a future. There's a hope that is only found in Jesus Christ. So please come, stand up as everybody stands and the musicians start singing. I want you to come. I want you to come and receive that key. Receive the power. Receive Jesus Christ. He's the one who forgives you. He's the one who heals you. He's the one who makes you new. Don't miss out. Don't miss out. This is your time. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't understand why we go through things. But as I said before, Aeneas meant worthy of praise. And I'll tell you, when Jesus healed him, he got out of the bed and he went around the city. And the Bible says that all that live in Lydda and Sharon saw him and they turned to the Lord. And I'll tell you tonight, you are going to be used by God. God is going to use you. And the pain that you have suffered, the agony that you have gone through, Jesus is going to use it for His purposes. Pray with me if you are going to receive God for the first time. I want to invite you to repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me, for finding me. Thank you for dying on the cross and suffering for all the bad things that I have done. Tonight, I open my heart and I invite you to come and live within me. Oh, Jesus, heal me. Restore me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and make me a new person. Tonight, I am your son, I'm your daughter, and I thank you because you love me enough to die on the cross for me. I ask you, Jesus, that you will help me to walk according to your perfect will. I surrender my life to you in the name of Jesus. Pray. Amen.